Today is Saturday, the 30th, last day of the month. Hard to believe we're into October already, isn't it? The fall of 2017 is upon us. And I always like this time of the year. Changing of the leaves, harvest time, beautiful weather, time to sit by a campfire. Okay. And I was thinking about Christ when he was here on earth. And he walked pretty much everywhere he went, he walked with his disciples in his sandaled feet. And he walked over the dusty trails of this earth. And he was not received by the religious leaders, was he? There was a lot of people that came out to hear him, you know, for 5,000 people at a time sometimes. And but the religious leaders scoffed and mocked at him. And they were a threat to their power. He was a threat, I would say. They were threatened by his power. They were, you know, he was a threat to their power. They began to see that he had tremendous authority. He spoke as one having great authority. And he also did many, many mighty miracles. There's a passage that said if it were all written down, there would be enough space to contain all the things that he did while he was here on this earth. But the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the chief rulers, and the councils sought to kill him, and they ended up crucifying him. And he came against the religious establishment. He came against those who had the chief seats in the synagogues. He did not have a place to lay his head. He was born in a lonely stable. There was no room for him in the inn. He was on the outcast. He was one of the outcasts of society. He was not in the upper echelons of the social strata. In fact, he was spit upon. He was mocked. He was whipped. A crown of thorns was placed upon his head. And he was ridiculed and scorned. The very Son of God. And that is an example of what happens today when those come against the religious establishment of the day. When those who speak out against the debaucheries of the Roman Catholic Church, those who speak out against the debaucheries of the Arminian churches, those that speak out against those in high religious circles, they are excommunicated. They are cast out. They are considered dogs. They are considered to be those who are coming against charity and intolerant and troublemakers. Jesus was considered an intolerant troublemaker. And every time these charges were laid against him, they were laid at him by the Jews. And that's the way it is today. Those who are subscribing to the Talmud and the Kabbalah are those who are coming against the true Christians and calling them intolerant, unloving, unkind, uncharitable, troublemakers, and so on. There's nothing new under the sun. Jesus Christ said, "I came to do the will of my Father." And they said he was blaspheming to say that he came down from heaven to do the will of his Father. That he was making himself God. Well, in fact, he was God. God personified was standing right in front of them, speaking. And they did not have the revelation to recognize him. To some it was revealed. It was revealed to Nicodemus. It was revealed to Paul, who was brought up under Gamaliel and was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. It was revealed unto the apostles, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and Bartholomew, and Simon, and James, and Matthias. Revealed unto Stephen. But the day the gospel has been revealed unto some, the remnant, those who have been chosen in him from the foundation of the world, our only hope is in the completed work of Christ on the cross for our sins. Others are depending on works. Those are trying to bring back in the circumcision. Those who want to be applauded for their great achievements in this life. Those who have many, many degrees behind their name and have gone through cemeteries, those who have been graduates of Oxford and Harvard and Yale and Fordham University and every other Jesuit university, those who have been graduates of Southern Baptist seminaries, who are funded by the Rockefellers, those who have been given the nod by the upper echelons of the social strata, those in power, like Billy Graham and John Hagee and Joe Osteen and Paula White, Franklin Graham and Charles Swindoll, James Dobson. These are the Pharisees, the modern day Pharisees. You know, none of those people I just mentioned would want to have anything to do with me. Okay? They are in the accepted social strata. That's why they have so much money and power behind them is because they have compromised the truth of the gospel for works. Whether it's James Dobson and his psycho garbage, or John Hagee and his Zionism, or Billy Graham and his compromising with the Roman Catholic Church. You know, we have an anchor of the soul steadfast in the veil. Our only hope is in Christ. It's not in our works. It's not in our achievements. It's not in how many books we write. It's not in who we are accepted by to come and speak in their church. You know, Jesus Christ was not accepted in the synagogues. They cast him out of the synagogues. They cast Paul out of the synagogues. They stoned Stephen. All the apostles were martyred except for John, who was boiled in oil. What makes us think that we will be treated any differently by those who hate Christ and hate his son, hate Christ and hate God and hate his son? They have been possessed by Satan himself. They are of their father the devil, and the works of their father they will do. Well, this morning, sometimes we need to be reminded of why we are considered to be on the fringes of society. Those of us who are God's elect, who are standing up for the unadulterated gospel and not relying upon our works, not relying upon our money or our prestige or our social status or our education or our money or our power or our fame. You know, our only reliance is upon Jesus' blood. Our only reliance can be upon Christ, who gave himself for us. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of his elect. And, you know, the atonement is a wonderful thing to look at, to realize that, you know, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, a solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. So this morning, that's just kind of my thoughts. As I got up this morning, I was thinking about this great gospel we've been given, great gift of salvation. And all around us, the world seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. We must realize that there is hope in Christ. And we have a great high priest who has entered into the veil. And that should give us great comfort, should it not? That should give us great comfort to know that in him are all promises executed. It's an eternal decree by God. We have nothing in and of ourselves to boast. It's all filthy rags in his sight. The Bible says that even the plowing is of the wicked. Plowing is wickedness to God. Those who are reprobate, who haven't received God's grace. So let us think on these things this morning. Let us realize that we don't have anything to boast of. And it's merely by God's grace and favor and love that we are not a Judaizer, that we are not a Pharisee, that we are not consumed of our own lust, that we are not utterly cast down, destroyed. But it's through the grace and mercy of God that we have been given this great gospel. May God be with you this day.